One year ago this weekend, Matt Maupin, a U.S. reservist from Ohio, was captured in Iraq. Maupin is the only American soldier now listed as captured in the Iraq War. The Army has said it doesn't know where Maupin is, but presumes he's serving honorably and has promoted him twice since he disappeared. An Army Board of Inquiry met to review Maupin's status last week, but has yet to announce its findings. The Maupin family has seen an outpouring of support from President Bush, who's visited and called, and from fellow citizens in Batavia, Ohio. Ann Thompson of member station WVXU visited there and found an entire town mobilized to keep hope alive for Matt and support the troops he served with.
When you walk into the Yellow Ribbon Support Center, you see a shrine to Matt. Pictures, ribbons, and letters line the walls. Candy Stewart reads an entry in the guest book put there by Maupin's dad.
He'll keep a count of how many days. And it says, "Hi, Matt. Wish you were here to see all the support, all the prayers and thoughts are inspiring. We love and miss you, Dad."
Matt Maupin has not been seen alive since the video broadcast on Al Jazeera last April. Last June, another video showed a blindfolded man who appeared to be shot and killed. The Army can't determine if the man shown in the dark, grainy video is Maupin. This has been a difficult time for Zach Taylor, who coached Maupin's high school football team. He had a number of other former players from Glen Estee High School serving in Iraq when Maupin was captured. Taylor looks at a school memorial erected last April that says, "Lighting the Way Home."
There's not a day in the morning that I don't drive in, I don't look at it and think about him. You know, and that's why it's there, you know, so that we don't forget that he's over there and what what he's going through.
At the Yellow Ribbon Support Center, volunteers include Matt's picture with the supplies they send to the troops, hoping that someone will spot him. Those same wallet-sized pictures are pinned to the shirts of some residents here. That was Kathy Amshoff's idea. She is the photo manager at the local Sam's Club where Maupin used to work.
I remembered I still had Matt's picture from Veterans Day a year ago. So when this all came down last year, that Monday, when I came into work, I heard that he was captured. I got his picture out and started making five our wallet sizes of Matt. 51,000 wallets later, we're still making pictures of Matt.
The Army may not decide for several weeks whether to change the missing soldier's classification from captured to deceased. The family is against it, fearing that the Army may stop looking for Maupin. Volunteer Pam Dunn chooses to think positively.
I really, truly believe he's still alive. He's coming home. And, you know, when he does, it's going to be a party. We're going to have a huge party.
This weekend, two Matt Maupin benefits are being held. One will raise money for the Yellow Ribbon Support Center. The other will generate funds for a college scholarship in his name. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.